My name is Pascaline, and I was diagnosed in 2019 with breast cancer. I had chemotherapy, surgery, and radiotherapy. I'm now in a clinical trial for 3 years, and I'm on hormone treatment for 10 years. All those come with side effects, and then you are left with new conditions after, like, for instance, I have neuropathy, I now have anxiety, I have depression, I have lymphedema, I have whatever, you name it. Another low for me is definitely, like, when you're receiving treatment, you go from appointment to appointment and you're carried by everybody. And then once your treatment finishes, then that's it. And then I had the added bonus that when I finished radiotherapy, which was my last treatment, COVID hit Ireland. So then everything literally stopped. For me, it's now dealing with the trauma, now dealing with all the side effects and the conditions that I have. I rely on people like Wicklow Cancer Support. They are here to help me in any ways that they can. My breast cancer was hormone receptor positive. So basically that means that estrogen was feeding my cancer. So even though I'm in remission and cancer is gone, to prevent recurrence, they have put me into surgical menopause. So at 35 years of age, one day I was normal woman and then the day after I was in menopause. So the side effects of that are the same as a normal woman, you know, who's menopause. So you have the irritability, you have the hot flushes, you have the fatigue, you have the cognitive issues, brain fog, doubting yourself constantly, and God knows what else, and lady issues. And you just have so many things going on constantly. And it's hard as well, like, to tell which part of the treatment is that? What's giving me this today? For my hormone treatment, so I get an injection in my stomach every month that turns off the ovaries and to prevent estrogen from being made. And then to ensure that it's not made in other parts of my body, then I also take a tablet every day, which is called an aromatase inhibitor, and it's literally just to stop anything from even starting to be produced. So Wicklow Cancer Support was here for me from day one. My GP had sent me here and telling me they'd be looking after me, and I had no idea what I would walk into. And I met Anne in the office when I walked in, and she puts me at ease right away. She told me everything was going to be okay and that, you know, they'd be here for me every step of the way. And they have been. She explained to me about this service that they have. You have wonderful people who volunteer their time and their car to drive around patients, cancer patients, to their appointments. There's always someone, you know, ready to bring you to the hospital. For me, that's really what I have benefited from the most, because with the pandemic and the side effects that I have, driving is actually an issue. They really took the stress off me. I was so tired, fatigued by treatment. I never had to worry about, you know, where I would park. Would I be able to make it? Would I be able to come home? What state I would be in? And even financially, because, you know, what people as well don't realize is the financial cost of cancer. And one of them is actually car park. And everybody who's been in the in any hospital will tell you, hospital car parks cost you an arm. So that even saves me that. And then you have the chat and with the drivers, and they are so, so nice. And then you get to know them. And not only they put you at ease, but also it takes your mind off your treatment, what you're going in for. It's just amazing. And then they just bring you home. And actually, I fell asleep a couple of times in the car. It's also that sense of safety. You know, I can fall asleep in a car, in a man's car, and still feel safe and still know that I'm actually going home and I'll be okay, that I'm well looked after. So it's really that peace of mind that Wicklow Cancer Support has given me, and that emotional support. And the girls check on you. If they don't hear from you for a while, they're just here, you know. Wicklow Cancer Support has been here for me every step of the way. People should pick up the phone and donate for Wicklow Cancer Support, because they are a life-saving service. They are here for cancer patients, for cancer survivors. Our journey doesn't stop when cancer is gone. Our journey, it continues, and Wicklow Cancer Support are providing so much for us, from the volunteer driving service to massages to art classes. They offer so many different things, and I don't believe that my treatment would have worked as well if I would have had that worry and that extra fatigue and stress that Wicklow Cancer Support took off me. And still to that date, I know I can just pick up the phone and they're here for me every single time, no matter what.